Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Oakes. As part of WBUR's coverage of the 10th anniversary of 9/11, this week we told you the story of Boston-based flight attendant Betty Ong, who reported to people on the ground that American Airlines Flight 11 from Boston to Los Angeles had been hijacked.
The cockpit's not answering. Somebody's stabbed in business class.
This morning, we're going to hear the story of that business class passenger. Daniel Lewin apparently tried to stop the terrorists as they were taking control of the plane. Lewin's throat was slashed, likely by a terrorist sitting one row behind him. Lewin had been headed to a business meeting in his role as co-founder of Akamai Technologies. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has Lewin's story this morning and tells us how his Cambridge company has come to terms with his loss.
It doesn't surprise anybody who knew Daniel Lewin that he would step in front of what was happening on that plane.
I'm sure at some point it became clear to him what was going on, and I'm sure he acted. And I'm sure that somebody on that plane, maybe more than one, paid, but he couldn't get them all.
Todd Dagras is an investor in Akamai and remembers how Lewin was always out in front. He was a math wunderkind whose algorithms made the internet faster. He was a billionaire in his 20s. He was also a former commando. Lewin's family moved to Israel from Colorado when Danny was a teenager. And his friend Marco Greenberg remembers when Danny was drafted into the Israel Defense Forces.
And there was no question whether he would serve. And there was no question whether he would serve in a combat unit. And there was no question in his mind that he would serve in the country's most elite unit. And that's what he ended up doing.
He ended up doing everything with that same drive. Lewin studied applied mathematics at Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Oh, yeah, Danny stood out. At MIT, he stood out.
Tom Layton was Lewin's advisor. Together, they developed algorithms and systems to make internet traffic flow faster and more efficiently.
In fact, we tried to get other people to take the technology and use it. We had to decide, are we going to let it go, or would we do it ourselves?
Lewin and Layton co-founded Akamai Technologies. One of the executives they brought in to help was Paul Sagan, who remembers Danny as an incredibly intense leader.
He was very demanding and relentless.
Danny would often burst into a room where people were working and tell them, "You're behind."
But I think one of the things that was so great was he had this infectious nature of making you want to take on big challenges and not back down and never quit. Danny was so competitive and never a quitter. And if you were around that at all, you picked that up.
You can hear Danny's more than ambitious expectations in a presentation he gave to company employees.
Okay, so that was the first pillar. I hope you guys get a sense there that this is pretty huge. The goal there really is to dominate the world. Okay, second is...
For a while, Akamai took the technology world by storm and had a blazing IPO on Wall Street. But even before 9/11, things turned dark. The dot-com bubble burst, Akamai's clients were going out of business and couldn't pay up. On September 10th, 2001, Danny Lewin stayed up very late, agonizing over the list of people to let go in the company's second round of layoffs. He got 1 hour of sleep before he had to get up to get on a plane.
I was at my desk in Tech Square.
Paul Sagan.
I think within minutes that morning, the first flight numbers were out. You know, there was American Flight 11 from Boston, and then we knew like that because another colleague had been talking to him on his cell phone, and he was notorious for talking until the stewardess like ripped the phone out of his hand and said, "Sir, you must turn it off now." So one of my colleagues had been talking to him and knew he was on that plane.
The relentless leader who couldn't be stopped had been stopped. Danny Lewin was dead at 31 years old.
And a lot of employers were like, well, should we go home? Should we stop? What are we supposed to do? It somehow seems maybe this is wrong to keep working. And the answer was clearly the opposite, because Danny had this vision of the internet becoming the preeminent way that people communicated, were informed, and it was being proven out that day. And it made it easier after that initial shock to say to everybody, do what Danny would want, which is prove the internet can handle this moment. And that's what we did.
Working helped, but it didn't solve the business crisis. That was worse now. Tom Layton says Akamai had just lost the driving personality behind its technology.
We were really extra challenged now on top of everything else, the customer base going broke, you know, the bubble bursting, we're losing money, you know, hand over fist, you know, just one mess after another, and now Danny dies.
There were real questions about whether the company would survive.
Sagan, who would soon become CEO, says shutting down the company was not an option.
And so that never went through our mind, because Danny would have never, ever tolerated that thought.
It took years to become profitable. At the same time, executives were making painful choices. They had to figure out how to replace their inspirational leader without losing his inspiration. Just under a year after 9/11, Akamai named its highest employee honor after Danny. The company held the award ceremony for the 10th time, little more than a month ago.
This person's maniacal focus and attention to detail, it reminds everyone who knew Danny of Danny. So it's with great pleasure that I announce the second Danny Lewin Award winner ever from Bangalore, Paramal Panja.
And today, when visitors check in at the front desk of Akamai's corporate headquarters at Kendall Square, they see a painted portrait of Danny, stocky and smiling. 10 years after 9/11, Akamai is a billion-dollar software company. The other co-founder, Tom Layton, says Danny would be proud.
I think we have delivered on, you know, Danny's vision. I think if you ask him, he'd say, yeah, we're behind. You know, he'd always say that. There's always more we could have done. But, you know, we've come a long way.
Paul Sagan says it's difficult today, knowing that the majority of company employees joined Akamai after 9/11 and never knew Danny.
But I think one of the things that we've tried to do for the last 10 years is teach people about him, share our stories of who he was, and make it an enduring part of a bigger culture that's touched the world, we think, in ways that he would be proud of. And therefore, I think people do get to meet him, and I think they do get to be inspired by him, but it's just a little harder this way.
10 years after Daniel Lewin died trying to stop the terrorists on American Airlines Flight 11, the company he founded looks back on its success, having done it not just for Danny, but as much as possible with him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.